I'm excited because we are live casting as we're doing the show. Let me just double check. There we go. We are simulcasting. We are doing the show now on the radio, as well as you can tune in and watch us live as we broadcast. So for all our video viewers who are watching across the world, what's up? So yeah, so we are live here. I am your host, Ryan C. Green. The Passionpreneur Podcast is our weekly show where we focus on helping you make a living doing what you love by building passion-driven revenue streams. So we are deep into it. I want to thank you all for joining us for another week, another episode as we start season two. This is going to be, you know, we're growing and we're changing things. So as we do this live stream as well, the video stream is going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. And one thing, for those who are watching, you can see I've got the Hampton University hoodie on. If you are a designer, you have some clothing out there, if you want to promote your line on an upcoming show, you can go ahead and do that. And I will wear your T-shirt. I will wear your hoodie on an upcoming episode. Now, there's one caveat. If you design women's clothes, I probably won't put it on, but I will definitely show it as well. So, we want to make sure that everyone is included, and we can do that. So I want to thank you again for tuning in. For those who want to subscribe, you can go to www.passionpreneurpodcast.com. That's www.passionpreneurpodcast.com. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play Music. We're on TuneIn Radio. We're on Blog Talk Radio. There's nowhere that you shouldn't be able to find the Passionpreneur Podcast. So I want to jump right in because this episode, before I do that, one last thing I want to say is that if you're interested in being a guest on an upcoming show, all you have to do is text the word PASSION to 614-333-0338. Text the word PASSION to 614-333-0338. You will see a form there that will show you how to be a guest, how to be a guest on an upcoming show. So let's jump right into it. Today's episode, we're going to talk about 9 business myths that are keeping you broke. We're talking about 9 business myths that are keeping you broke. So if you're in business and you're trying to make some money, trying to grow these passion-driven revenue streams, there's some things you want to know. There's some things you want to learn on how to make sure that you are not sabotaging your own success, okay? So I want to jump right in. These are 9 business myths, and this is actually a preview of the upcoming book, Becoming a Passionpreneur. The book will finally be coming out soon, putting some finishing touches on it. So I want to share with you a quick preview in the time that we have on 9 business myths that are keeping you broke. All right. So I'm going to go through these. If you're watching online, you can definitely add a comment. You can go ahead and chime in any way you know how. You can reach me at www.ryancgreen.com. That's green with the E. All right. So let's jump right into it. 9 business myths that are keeping you broke. Business myth number one. The first business myth that is probably keeping you broke is the idea that you earned it, so you deserve to spend it. I'll say that again. Business myth number one is that you earned it, so you deserve to spend it. How many times have you ever said that to yourself? Well, I made money, I deserve to spend it. Or I work hard, I deserve to treat myself. Think about that. If everything you earn or every time you do something, you think that you deserve to spend everything that you made, how are you ever going to grow your business? How are you ever going to have money left to invest in your business? Now, I'm not saying you don't ever treat yourself. I'm not saying you don't ever go out there and do something nice for yourself. But doing something nice for yourself, spending that money shouldn't be spending it on, you shouldn't be spending revenue. You should be spending profit. All right. So you should be that money, especially early on. You're just starting your business. Every dollar you make, you come back to your business. You know, we're talking about building passion-driven revenue streams. So we're not talking about quitting your job, but we're talking about just building extra income. We're talking about turning your passion into extra income. So you shouldn't need to, you know, bring that money in and get and spend it all the time. It's not something that you want to worry about. What are you going to buy? You should have that income coming in. To grow into your business or saving for something else. So number one, stop thinking that you always have to spend something. Stop thinking that you deserve something because you went out there and did what you said you want to do. Stop sabotaging your business in that way. The second myth, let's go to myth number two. Myth number two is that your job is enough. Myth number two is thinking that your job is enough. Now, I just said, you know, we're not going to quit our job, but understand when you're trying to build a business or you're debating whether or not you should start a business, you may have a great job. But think to yourself and ask yourself questions. When you look into your biggest dreams, when you look into your dream home, when you think about your dream lifestyle, when you think about the vacations you want to take, ask yourself who is working at your job, doing what you do, who is living that lifestyle that you want to live. Who's doing it? And if you can't point to just about everyone there who's doing in that way, and that job is the only thing they have, and they're able to live those lifestyles, then you have to understand that your job isn't enough. We're talking about becoming a pastor. We're talking about becoming successful and becoming profitable. Your job, income from your job is not enough. So you have to decide that you want to go out here and build another stream of revenue. That's where the passionpreneur comes into play. When you realize that, hey, what do I love to do? What can I do well? What can I excel at doing that won't be a pain to do that I can go forth and do and enjoy and build more revenue? Because you don't want to have your job as your only source of income. You can get laid off. You could get sick one day and can't go to work. Anything could happen. If that's your only stream of income, then you're going to be on the outside looking in when it comes to living the lifestyle you want to live. All right, so let's move on. Number three, the third myth is this is as good as it gets. This is as good as it gets. Now, here's the thing about this myth. This is as good as it gets. And what I mean by that, this is speaking to complacency. This is speaking to the idea that once you've got a little bit of success, this is as good as it's going to get. And you don't need to work any harder. You don't need to keep fighting and keep grinding and keep building your business. I mean, this is one of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make, especially early on in your business. So you go out there and you sign a deal. Or you go out there and you get your first two or three clients. You go out there and your first conference is successful. What do you do? I got cash in my pocket, and you sit back, and now it's time to rest. No, it's not time to rest because this is not as good as it gets. This is no time for complacency. You got to constantly be building on what's next because we're not trying to go out there and throw events. We're not trying to go out there and sell one book. We're out there trying to build businesses. You're trying to build a business. And be entrepreneur. So the idea is that not that you make one sale, but that you make continuous sales, that you continue to bring in new customers as well as grow the current customers that you have. So that's one of the biggest mistakes that entrepreneurs make is that they only focus on new customers. But you know that, you know, how much harder it is to get a new customer than it is to get a better experience and more money from a current customer. So you can't always focus on new customer, new customer, new customer. You have to have, you know, systems in place and a plan to nurture the customers that you do have in order to increase the revenue that you get from them. That's why it's never good enough. This is never as good as it gets. You never want to rest and think that, you know, I've made it because you've had one successful channel because you made a sale or two. So remember that myth number three is to keep you broke is just simply complacency, thinking that you've got enough. All right, so myth number four, again, this is just previews. These are just some ideas, some things that we'll go deeper into in the book. But for the sake of time, I want to share these things with you. Hopefully that one or two of these things, you'll say, you know what, that's me. I've got to make sure that I focus on changing this thing about me and the way I do my business. So number four is, and you might have heard this before, is that the money is in the list. That's myth number four. The money is in the list. If you've done any kind of e-marketing or any kind of online sales or recruiting or promotion, you may have heard that saying, the money is in the list. If you build your list, you'll be rich. Your business will take off. And here's the thing. That myth is not a myth because having a list is not important, but it's a business myth because it's incomplete. The money isn't in just the list. The money is in knowing how to exploit the list, knowing how to maximize the potential and the earning potential from your list, having systems in place to get the most out of that list. So you may have a list of 10,000 people, but what are you doing with that list? What are your emails saying? How are you contacting that list? How often are you contacting that list? What is it that what kind of sales writing are you doing? You know, sending out an email saying, hey, my new product is not going to be as successful as knowing how to do proper sales writing and tell the story and touch the hearts of those who you're trying to appeal to. And that's one of the things that we get into in our sales writing programs. You know, we teach you how to do excellent sales writing, how to excel in copywriting and sales writing so that you can not sound like a salesperson, but also appeal to the people you're trying to reach in the marketplace. So, the money is not just in having the list, but in how to exploit the list. What kind of customer relationship management tool are you using? You know, how are you maximizing that? What does your email list and your emails that you send out say about you? You know, are they professional? Are you really touching on the things that you want to touch on and saying and sending the message that you think you're sending? All right, so the money is not just in the list, it's how you maximize that list. That takes us to myth number five. Myth number five is, anyone who's ever led has probably said this one. Myth number five is, if it's going to get done right, I have to do it. If it's going to get done right, I have to do it. You want to know the fastest way to put yourself out of business? Think that you have to do everything yourself. Keep being out here, being a solopreneur, thinking that you have to be you're the only one who can do anything right. If you are the only one on your team in your business out here doing everything, then one, you're going to burn out. You just say, yeah, you're absolutely burn out. Two, you're not going to ever reach as much of the marketplace as you could reach with your team. And three, you're just not that smart. You're just not that gifted. All right. I hate to burst your bubble, but other people that can do certain parts of your business better than you can do it. And the great leaders are those who understand that, realize that, and take advantage of that as soon as they can. So there's no medal given to the business owner who does the most stuff in their business. But the successful business owners are those who know where to find those who excel in certain areas and how to put them in the right places and build teams. So stop thinking you have to do it all yourself. You don't have to do it all yourself, but you need to know how to find those who know how to do it. That's effective leadership. That's successful entrepreneurship. Finding those people who know how to do it and building your team successfully. So stop thinking that if it's going to get done right, you have to do it. I promise you, if you're doing everything, you're not doing it right. And if you somehow feel like you are doing it right, you're not doing it big enough and fast enough and effectively enough to really see your business take off and build that momentum you're looking for. Myth number six. Myth number six is, no one's going to pay me that much money. Have you ever, you know, sabotaged yourself and thinking that, you know, you might, when you sit there and you build out your product matrix, you build out your plan, and you build out your product offering, and you sit there and you try to price it. Well, how can I price this? And you know, hey, I want to charge $10,000 to go and speak. And then you say, well, no one's going to pay me $10,000 to go and speak, right? So what do? You go and speak for free for everyone's favorite payment. Exposure, right? Man, get out of here with that. Everyone, you know, you say, well, you want to charge $10,000. You feel like you're worth $10,000, but you go and speak for free because someone promised you some kind of exposure because you didn't believe that you were worth it. Because you didn't believe, you believed this myth that no one was going to pay you that much money. But here's one of the biggest tips for entrepreneurs is stop sabotaging your own success because you don't believe that you're worth what you're worth. Demand, you know, we did an episode on this last season talking about know your worth and demand your worth, your value. Make sure that you're not out there shortchanging yourself because there's nothing worse than offering to do your $1,000 service for $200. Then now you're mad because you know what you're giving is $1,000 of service, but you're only getting $200 worth of it. So you start trying to hold grudges against people whom you're serving when it's your fault. You're the one who took that deal and shortchanged yourself. But you've got to believe that, yeah, someone will pay you that much money if you're worth it, if you're providing that service. Now, obviously, you can't just go randomly throwing a number out there and say, hey, this is what I'm worth. You've got to back it up. If you want to get paid like people who charge $10,000 to speak, then you need to be on that level, and you need to be speaking on that level as well. So you want to make sure that you are providing that kind of service. You are at that level. And once you feel like you are at that level, then you have every right to go ahead and charge those same amounts of money. Now, we've got three more to get through. Let's see if we have time. We're going to make it through. Number seven is the myth that people say, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. And here's what I here's why I don't like that. Well, I think that's a myth, fake it till you make it, because some people take it too far. Some people take fake it as you make it as go out there and overextend yourself financially so people think you're successful. Go out there and buy the Louis bag, the Gucci slippers, so you look like you're making money. Go out there and buy the bigger house you can't afford just so people think you're making money. Or go out there and get the upgraded car so people think you're making money. You're faking it till you make it. But here's the thing. When you're wasting all that money trying to impress other people with material things, you can't fake it for long once those bills come. Once those bills come, people will know that you're faking it. Those bill collectors know you're faking it. And all that stuff gets taken away. All right, so faking it till you make it doesn't mean you have to look a certain way. Faking it till you make it, there's a mindset behind that where, you know, you want to speak positively to yourself. You want to grow your business and walk in the way of where you want to go. You want to be that person mentally before you get there. But you can't fake success. You can't fake success. You can't fake learning. You can't fake being a student. So while you're trying to grow business, the biggest thing you want to do is remember you can't fake like you're already that person. So you constantly want to be a student. You want to be learning and constantly putting yourself in position to learn and grow. So when you're in the growth process, you don't want to be fake. You want to be authentic. People see authenticity. People know what's real. People know when you're just shoveling poo at them versus whether you're living and doing what it is you claim to be doing. So if you provide a service to someone, they want to make sure that you really are able to do what you said you're gonna, what you can do. So you can't fake that. You can't fake results. You can't fake knowledge and skill sets. So don't fall into the trap of thinking that, hey, all a fancy marketing and a nice social media profile is going to get people to not see past what's really there. So you can't fake those things. You can't fake real success. All right. Number eight is this myth is that mindset is all you need to succeed. Mindset is all you need to succeed. The mindset is very important. It's the first thing I teach a lot about mindset. You need the mindset first, but you need a whole lot more than just the mindset. You know, you can't just think you're going to be successful and it's going to happen. That's not how it works. All right. So you have a lot of experts, a lot of speakers, a lot of people out there, or trainers and coaches who when you really look at what they're teaching mindset, and that's great and that's a start. But what's next? And the difference in what we do with the Passionpreneurs is that, you know, we spend a lot of time teaching mindset. If you look through the progression of the offerings from Greenhouse Media. And we started with the mindset. And then we started with personal accountability and how to overcome obstacles and then leadership. And now we'll bring it all together. Now you got those things. Now let's talk about how to put it into action. All right, the mindset is good and it's necessary, but now you have to have the action. You have to have the game plan and the work behind that to actually become successful. If you want to become a passionpreneur, if you want to turn your passion into profitable enterprises and be an entrepreneur, there's action. That's what the passionpreneur movement and the passionpreneur book is all about and the training is all about. Is now that you've had that, you found your passion, you know the mindset is not enough. You need to have the systems. You need to have the game plan. You need to have the work in order to be successful. So don't ever think that someone if someone tells you mindset is all you need, think it and you're going to be. It's not true. It's not going to work. So next time you're sitting in front of someone, ask yourself, this person just motivating me and building up my mindset and giving me nice cliches and golden nuggets I can recite and post Facebook and Twitter status, or is this person really giving me tips and tools and showing how to grow my business? Now the last thing, number nine. This number nine myth. Now, as a publisher, I get this. I deal with people who believe this all the time because, you know, you're asking people to share their creative thoughts and things with you. People are afraid, and they always say this myth. Now, the myth is if you share your dreams, someone will steal it. If you share your dreams, someone will steal it. So I've had people who are like, well, I can't tell you my book, but you might take it. I can't. Somebody else might take it. I don't want to show you this. Somebody else might take it. And the problem is, well, two things. One, the odds of somebody taking it are really slim to none. But then two, those people end up spending so much time hiding it and waiting for the perfect time to launch it that it never happens. It never gets launched. They never build it because you need help. And we go back to the number five about thinking that it's going to get done right. You have to do it yourself. You can't do it yourself. So you need people in your corner to help you do it. So if you're waiting for the right time, the right thing, and thinking you're going to do it all yourself, the odds of it happening are slim to none. So you have to be willing to share. And then you're not going to go out there and tell everyone. You're not going to go out there and post, hey, I'm inventing a new, whatchamacallit, and you haven't done anything. And yeah, and somebody else might think, oh, I'm going to take that. But you need to have your crew, you need to have your team, your board with you, people who you can trust and are going to help you, not just your cheerleaders, but people who are actually going to help you move your ideas forward. Those are people you need to get in your corner to help you grow what it is you're trying to do, because you've got to share your dreams. You got to get those dreams out of your head and into the marketplace, into the world, into the universe. But you can't do it by yourself. So you got to start trusting that you can share that with other people. So that is the nine steps. I'm going to run through and give you a recap one more time of them. Myth number one was you earned it, so you deserve to spend it. Myth number two is your job is enough. Myth number three is this is as good as it gets. Myth number four is the money is in the list. Myth number five is if it's going to get done right, you have to do it. Myth number six, no one is going to pay me that much money. Myth number seven, fake it to make it. Myth number eight, mindset is all you need to succeed. And myth number nine, if you share your dream, someone else will steal it. We want to help you here at the Passionpreneurs grow your passions into profitable enterprises. We want to help you learn how to become a successful entrepreneur slowly without having to quit your job, without thinking that you need so much money to get it done and it's never going to be the right time. I want you to reach out to me at www.ryancgreen.com and let's talk. But you can schedule an appointment to talk with me. We can discuss how we can help you grow your business and become a passionpreneur. If you're an author and you're looking to write a book, you can go to www.sixfigureauthormastery.com. We are up and running with our new author coaching, publishing, and marketing business. Go to sixfigureauthormastery.com. Check us out there. And again, make sure you subscribe to the Passionpreneur Podcast, www.passionpreneurpodcast.com, www.passionpreneurpodcast.com. I want to thank you all for listening to the show. I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I believe.